changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We're going to actually, we're winding down our series on dropping stress and gaining focus. As I mentioned to you, I have a couple of clients who have hired me to come and speak about the importance of dropping stress and gaining focus in our lives. And we've talked over the last six jump starts about what is stress, what is focus, what is it we're aspiring to, what is preventing us from getting there. And then ultimately, it comes down to a practice. My ex-wife, Marty, who is a yoga teacher, would talk about how you need your own practice. It's individualized. And we need to develop our own mindfulness practice. And over the next few days, I've already given you a few. You can try. We've talked about ways to lower your stress through yawning, through laughing, through blowing out birthday candles. And today we're actually going to do a mindfulness exercise. So I know that many of you do other things while you listen and while you participate. Now's not the time to do that. If you can take 10 minutes and sit down, or let's keep this a little less than that. We'll shorten it. Let's say 8 minutes. If you'll do that, you're going to be amazed at how you're going to feel. And it's a great way to begin a Monday. What a way to start the new year, work-wise, et cetera, on a Monday. And so let's do this together, all right? So I'm going to invite you, and if you're not able to do this now and to participate, just listen. Just listen. And then when you are, come back to this, because this will be posted here on Facebook. It'll be on YouTube. It goes out in podcast form. So you've got no excuse not to participate, to actually give this a try. This has become one of my favorite mindfulness exercises. I like to do it sometimes when I'm sitting in the airport. And it's not what you'd think to do in the airport. This is a dialectical behavior therapy exercise. And it is called skipping stone meditation. It's a skipping stone meditation, right? So take a moment wherever you are and just sit there. You need to be in a sitting place. You need to be as free of distractions as possible, but you can do this in the middle of a busy airport. You absolutely can, all right? So imagine that you are on the edge of a gently lapping lake. Just listen to my voice. I want you to take a deep breath in, and I want you, as you sigh with me, to close your eyes. Here we go. Deep breath in. So now, with eyes closed, as I mentioned before, imagine that you are at the very edge of a lake with a stony beach, flat stones about the size of a deck of cards are strewn across the beach. And you realize that you are one of these stones. You are a smooth, flat stone on the edge of this stony beach. You are an inanimate object. You don't move. You are heavy. You feel comfortable. You don't even need to breathe. And so as a result, you are relaxed as you feel the gentle waves coming up and caressing your edges. You feel content. You feel heavy, you feel relaxed, now with that same feeling of relaxation and heaviness, you realize that someone has picked you up off of the beach. And that person is winding up to skip you across the lake. As you feel the person wind way back and take that step, and then their wrist fling you flat across the lake, you feel a sense of exhilaration. You feel joy as your rock bottom kisses the top of the lake once, and you spin, and you see the sky, you see the shore, and again you touch the top of the lake, and you skip further and further, and you feel so good. Then you skip again. The skips becoming more frequent, but less high. Skip. 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 Until at last you come down on the top of the lake, and it feels like you're going to skip again, but instead, you just realize you're out of energy and you begin to rock a little bit and then sink silently and blissfully into the clear lake. As you spin gently and glide a bit from side to side, you view the surface above in the gentle rippling of sunlight. You feel yourself going deeper into yourself. As you continue to fall deeper and deeper into the beautiful lake, an occasional fish crosses your line of sight. As you feel more relaxed, more content, more at peace, and you slowly begin to settle softly onto the sandy bottom of the lake. You feel safe. You feel calm. You feel surrounded by infinite love. As high above, the sunlight continues to ripple and refract across the surface of the water. And small schools, as well as individual fish, move across your vision like birds in the sky. You just feel good. We're going to take 3 deep breaths, just feeling as good as we can. That's one. That's 3. I want you to imagine that you are placing the rock that is you in the center of your heart space now. With all of its depth and all of its beauty and all of its safety, imagine that it is now inside of your solar plexus, that it is gazing up to the infinite beauty that is you. And if you can do this twice a day, take 10 minutes to be the rock that is thrown and enjoys the trip, then settle slowly to the bottom and sits there. You'll be amazed at the transformation in your life. So we're going to sigh our way out of this. Take a deep breath in. And when you're ready, slowly blink your eyes open, but keep your gaze down. Should never rush out of any kind of a meditation. Ah. So share with me how that was for you. Share with me how you're feeling now. I stopped going to yoga classes prior to the pandemic or during the pandemic. And formal yoga classes, I did it occasionally on my own. And what I discovered is that it's worth it to pay somebody. It's worth it to have somebody lead me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put forth the effort or the structure or anything like that. I think that's one of the reasons it's difficult to have a yoga practice or a meditation practice. By the way, have you noticed how relaxed my voice is right now?
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.